Chapter 20. Epilogue. 1 year later. It was midday on Deveron when Din returned to the temple after completing his most recent job. Many of the temple's occupants were out in the courtyard, enjoying the pleasant weather while they worked on their forms and meditated. Normally at this time of day, Cal and Grogu would be meditating, so Din took a detour around the courtyard and into the jungle, to the secluded focus stones that the pair favored. Sure enough, when he came to the clearing, there they were. Cal and Grogu sat on adjacent large gray stones marked with runes, eyes closed. Cal's thin, sand-colored poncho fluttered softly in the breeze. Din tried to approach silently, but Grogu couldn't be fooled. His big eyes locked on Din, and he squealed with delight. Knowing there was no use hiding now, Din came forward to greet Grogu, leaning down to gently press his forehead to the little one's.
"I'm sorry, I didn't mean to disturb you,"
Din said as he turned to Cal, who was smiling warmly at him. "We were just finishing up anyway. Welcome home. How were the bail jumpers this week?"
"Oh, you know, jumpy."
Cal laughed and unfolded his legs from underneath him so he could stand and embrace Din. He was warm from sitting in the sun. Cal leaned back slightly, still in his arms. "We've been working on Grogu's mental barriers. He's doing well, but he's always more productive when you're around," he said, then kissed the side of his helmet. Then quietly, "Force, I want to actually kiss you." It was an offhand comment, more to himself than to Din, but he still froze for a second. They were alone. None of the other Jedi came out this far into the jungle very often, and Din would be lying if he said he hadn't been thinking about this for a while anyway. His son had seen his face before. Cal was part of his family, too. The rule that members of his immediate family were allowed to see him without his helmet, and while he and Cal weren't technically married, he knew he was only rationalizing it as much as he was because he wanted to do it, had wanted to for over a year now. So he did. But as he reached up to lift the edge of his helmet, Cal's hand came up to stop him. I didn't mean... You don't have to do that," Cal said, even as he stared fixedly at the spot where Din's chin would appear if he let go of his hand. "I don't want you to compromise your creed. Not for me. It's too important."
"You're important,"
Din said, and was rewarded with Cal's lopsided smile and a slight blush.
"And I want you to see me."
"I don't have to look at you to see you, Din."
"If that's the case, then this won't be much of a change at all."
"That's not exactly what I..." Cal started, but he stopped because Din had displaced his hand and removed his helmet the rest of the way. The only sounds were Grogu's thoughtful cooing from his spot on the meditation rock and the soft thump of Beskar on stone as Din placed his helmet beside him. The air tickled his skin and whispered in his ears, but it didn't feel as weird as he thought it would. Perhaps there'd been something to Cal's words after all. He looked back at Cal, carefully noting the exact colors of his hair and the pinkness of his cheeks without the desaturation of his visor. Cal's wide, sea-green eyes darted back and forth across his face, as though he wouldn't get a chance to see it again. Din was glad he'd shaved that morning, although there wasn't much he could have done about his helmet hair. When Cal's transfixed silence had stretched longer than a minute, Din finally spoke up.
"Are you gonna kiss me or what, Poncho?"
The end. If you enjoyed this podfic and would like to leave feedback for either myself or the author, you're more than welcome to do so. You can find the podfic post where you can leave feedback for me, wherever you found this podfic to begin with. And from that post, you can find a link to the text post, which is where you can leave feedback for the author. Thanks for listening. Reader's notes. So the very first time I read this fic, I was talking on a Discord that I was on. We were all sort of talking about this fic. I think we were waiting for it to finish. And once it did, we got talking about the different ponchos Cal wears throughout the first game and came to the conclusion that the pink poncho is the sexy poncho because it's obviously the superior poncho. It is the best. It clashes so vividly with Cal's hair. It's amazing. Anyway, and we had this whole hilarious scenario where Cal waits for Din in Din's ship in just the pink poncho. And I like to think that that's their wedding night.